Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and editor of the Business of Government magazine. Public health surveillance guides efforts to detect and monitor disease and injuries, assess the impact of interventions, and assist in the management of and recovery from large-scale public health incidents. The public are dependent on high-quality, timely, and actionable public health surveillance data. The future of public health surveillance depends on developing new analytical approaches to adapt to changing health data sources, enhanced information technology capacity, and increased concerns about the sensitivity of patient data revealed in unintentional data release. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, recognizes and is committed to the call for innovative solutions. It seeks to make essential surveillance systems more adaptable to the rapidly changing technology landscape, more versatile in meeting demands for expanding knowledge about evolving threats to health, and more able to meet the demands for timely population and geographically specific surveillance information. What is public health surveillance? How do emerging health information technologies improve public health data? And how is CDC promoting the use of innovative solutions to surveillance challenges? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Brian Lee, Chief Public Health Informatics Officer within the Office of Public Health Scientific Services at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, Brian, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks. Nice to be here.
So, Brian, would you provide us with a brief overview of the history and mission of CDC's Office of Public Health Scientific Services? How does it support CDC's overall mission?
The Office of Public Health Scientific Services, or we call OPHS, O-P-H-H-S, lots of acronyms, was pretty recently formed in 2013. Its mission is to lead, promote, and facilitate science standards and policies, and to then reduce the burden of diseases both in the United States and globally. Part of that is we have multiple centers and programs across the agency, and we connect them together in a cross-cutting manner where science standards can actually support that mission across multiple diseases, conditions, and all the aspects of public health, which is rather diverse. This includes cross-cutting infrastructure like public health informatics, which is what I focus on, as well as mission-oriented health IT that improves how CEC works with the data and information needed for public health decisions. It's led by Dr. Chesley Richards, who's my boss and nice guy. And we have a couple of different subcomponents that we can talk about a bit.
Yeah. Could you give us a sense of the scale and scope of the office and how it's organized?
Yeah. It's broken into two centers. CDC is the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, not the center. And two of them are within OFIS. The first is what we call the National Center for Health Statistics. And we also have the Center for Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratory Services. The common theme across these centers is they both provide data on a broad variety of conditions. That's infectious and non-communicable diseases. And it allows that data to be used by researchers, practitioners, and partners outside of CDC, as well as our public health programs within. Although that's the common unifying piece. The NCHS's mission is to provide statistical information that guides actions and policies to improve the health of the American people. It's considered the nation's principal health statistics agency and leads the way with accurate, relevant, and timely data. It also operates many population surveys, such as the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, and the vital record system, such as the National Death Index. It's led by Charlie Rothwell. And their second center, the Center for Surveillance, Epidemiology, and Laboratory Services mission is here. Actually, the center is here in Atlanta, whereas NCHS is up in Hyattsville, mainly with offices around that area. CSELS's mission is to modernize public health tracking systems, provide timely information to clinicians and public health partners, train a competent and sustainable public health workforce, strengthen the nation's clinical laboratory systems, and innovate to increase effectiveness and efficiency of CEC public health programs. Both of these centers operate cross-cutting surveillance systems. Inside CSELS, it runs large systems such as the National Syndromic Surveillance Program that collects data from the electronic health record systems from our country's hospitals, and is also the home of the Epidemic Intelligence Service Fellowship that trains disease detectives on the front lines of public health, protecting Americans and the global community. And that center is led by Dr. Michael Yatamarco.
So, Brian, I'd like to focus more on your specific responsibilities as the Chief Public Health Informatics Officer. What are your duties and what areas are under your purview?
Sure. So I serve the Director of OFIS, and my primary function, or what I try to do most every day, is to connect informatics and mission-oriented health IT into the overall surveillance strategy of our office and CDC. So part of that is it's more of an influencer over an operational authority role. So that means it's attracting different ideas and connecting the dots for different programs that can now work together to use a particular new technology or new approach where they couldn't independently. So informatics itself is a relatively new field when you compare that to epidemiology or other parts of public health. And that means that it's largely working with partners to find out or identify opportunities where technology or that portion of informatics can lead to better data. So better data in the right format, better data at the right time, better data in the right hand sooner, and all that leads to improved decision making. And as an advisor of informatics, I work with a ton of really talented people across the agency and across public health and focus on topics such as harmonizing data, how to interoperate across systems, open data, shared services and APIs, and then also training and advocacy for how we use these new emerging trends like cloud computing, DevOps, and mHealth.
So, you know, regarding your responsibilities and duties, what are, say, your three top challenges that you face in your position? And more importantly, how have you sought to address those challenges?
So it's always hard to pick out three. So there's a whole set of challenges, and they change every day, so we have a lot of fires. But I'd say the top three are trying to connect together the silos within public health IT, community building, and then also trying to use better visualization and analytics. And the first piece, trying to connect those silos, one of the things that we've really been working on to try to address that is using the adoption of shared services. So CEC launched an initiative we call the Surveillance Data Platform Shared Services, and it tries to connect those silos together and have reusable infrastructure that can be used by multiple disease conditions or multiple surveillance activities across CEC. So it's using that same service without having to build new systems over and over. The community building aspect is really trying to connect the informatics and IT workforce side of the house with the surveillance, epidemiology, and data management, the scientific workforce. So when we write code for a new service, it's done in what we call a user-centered way that puts out lots of little iterative changes over time and adjusts based on what the scientists need to make our software more efficient and easier to build. We call that human-centered design, and it also includes training that's needed to help our workforce identify what those new technologies are and what we should be building that aligns back with our public health science side. Oh, and then I left out the third piece. So visualization analytics is helping those scientists identify and use the right tools to create more meaningful visualization that help us work with data and share the findings of the data.
So, you know, along with your responsibilities and duties, you know, and the challenges you've encountered, what has surprised you most since taking on your role at CDC?
Aside from just all the variety of challenges, the really interesting part of it, I think what surprised me most is the appetite within the scientific community and public health to learn about new technology. So there's a lot of questions about what should we use, when do we use it, how do we use it, how do we use it securely. And that's really based on CDC's a data enterprise. So if you look at everything that we do, every leader has soaked in data or soaks in data as an epidemiologist, as a physician, or in some role in public health practice or as a public health practitioner. So it's surprising that everyone I talk to has a data story or the story of the first computer they pulled together and bought so they could use it when they didn't need to, but they were just so interested in it and there was this thirst. Also, since it's a new role at CDC, this is the first time you've had a public health informatics officer, and this enthusiasm has been really helpful in trying to connect with the different parts of CDC and our partners to figure out actually what the challenges and opportunities are, and have that matchmaking process to try to connect an idea to a problem. And that enthusiasm has been really surprising in a positive way.
So, you know, mentioning the fact that it's a fairly new role within CDC, could you give us a sense of your career path? How did you begin your career and what brought you to this role?
Sure. I think every informatician you ask has a different career path. And so you usually get a pretty interesting story from them. I think mine is also unique, as many others are. I came to CDC from a background in programming and software development, which had nothing at all to do with public health until I stepped onto CDC grounds the first time, just from sort of media encounters. When I went to college initially back in the 90s at the University of Florida, I was going to be a banker. So I thought I'd go in and study finance and derivatives and stuff. While I was there, I started playing this card game, which the only way to find cards was to go on the internet. And this was the early 90s. So the internet was, you know, 10 years old or so, but it certainly wasn't a household name. You had to go through many steps to get to it. So to find those cards and get on the internet, I taught myself programming. So I'm studying finance classes, learning programming, and I'm like, wow, this is really neat. So I liked it so much that by 1997, I dropped out of UF to start building these websites for a couple internet startups. And so I started sort of the lowest rung of the ladder, doing tech support, answering phones, and then programmed more and more. And in a couple of years, I was working for startups as the CTO and doing sort of more complex software development. I just loved programming and solving those problems. And then came the 2000 dot-com bust, so I went into consulting because I had kids to feed. And again, just building more and more complex software for finance, e-commerce, utility management companies. And while I was doing that, I went to night school at Georgia State and got my degree. And then that's the pre-CDC life. So I ended up having a client at CDC and working in a consulting company. I was like, oh my gosh, this mission is actually a lot more interesting than banking and utilities. We're delivering vaccines. We're finding diseases. We're getting better data. And that mission is really what made me join CDC. I joined in the R&D unit about 5 years ago and had a lot of that technology software development experience. I've been building stuff for almost 15 years. And so I went back to school again and went to Emory to get my MPH and actually try to learn more about public health and combine that with my programming background.
That's great. So given your diverse career path and how you got here, what are the characteristics of an effective leader and what leadership principles guide your efforts?
Sure. I mentioned a lot about it's attracting people to ideas rather than having a regulatory or authority-based role. And I think as an effective leader, many times it's trying to understand the pain points of different groups, especially in a diverse organization, and coming up with solutions that are attractive and people choose to actually come together and work on those problems. With that, I've found that individuals and groups and people have really fantastic ideas. So if you can focus on removing the obstacles, in many cases as a leader, you can work on removing those boulders or rocks in the road that let people then actually test out their ideas and find the best one that actually fits their situation and plug it in.
What is public health surveillance? I will ask Brian Lee, Chief Public Health Informatics Officer within the Office of Public Health Scientific Services at CDC, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.